All right, it's time for part two. So, part two. Hey, I'm Blake, this is your tailgate talk. If you joined us last week, you know this is the ditch. I was stuck, truck's in the mud, can't go anywhere. I'd called my wife, she came with the Gator. We tried to pull it out with the Gator. Gator just spun its tires. That ain't getting me out, right? Truck's heavy, I need more. So I jump in the Gator and I fly to the shop and I get the tractor. Now here's the fun part of the story that involves the tractor. I'm in a hurry, right? We talked about that last week. I was not thinking very clearly because my thinking was clouded by the rush that I was in. I was in a suit and tie because I had a funeral shortly. I had decided just to swing by and check the cows, and then I got buried up in the mud. So I was in a hurry. So as I'm backing out of my shop in the tractor, I jumped in the tractor. As I'm backing out of the shop quickly, I hear a terrible sound. I would say probably one of the most terrible sounds that you can ever hear in a tractor. I'm backing up and I hear, now I'm not good at sound effects, but that is the sound of a cab door of a tractor shattering into 17,000 trillion pieces. That may be an exaggeration, but there were a lot of them. Just to your left. That's the sound it makes. And so I stopped and I looked to my left and I said, you gotta be kidding me. So I reached over and I got the one thing that was left of my door, which was the handle that was still attached, and I closed that, which I should have done already, and backed on up, came on over here, pulled the truck out. I know a lot of you are wondering, well, what did you say to your wife when you got back over there? How did you explain that to her? Well, that's a story we can explain for later. No, what I did say, I pulled up and I said to her, don't you dare floor it when you get out of that mud, because I don't need two holes in my tailgate in addition to everything else that I've broken today. And I said, and I don't want to talk about my shattered door on my tractor. She said, you're what? And I said, I don't want to talk about it. And she turned around and she saw it. That was fun. When we pulled the truck out, then we realized there was a calf in a hay meadow that wasn't supposed to be there because it had gotten through a fence. We then had to go have a little rodeo. All of this in a suit and tie, all of this while I'm trying to get to a funeral. It was an awesome day. What's the point of all this? Hey, I was in a hurry. And because I was in a hurry and was not willing to slow down, I did some damage that cost me some money. You see, last week I read to you Proverbs 21 verse 5. The first part of that verse says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage. I'd have never gotten stuck if I had slowed down and had a plan. The second part of that verse says, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Yeah, I backed out of the shop and experienced a little bit of that verse in real life because I shattered the door of my tractor cab. And my trip to John Deere, well, guess what? Yeah, it hurt my pocketbook because I had to buy a new door. And then we had to install it. And anyway, what's my point in all this? If we'll slow down, it'll make all the difference in the world. If we'll slow down and think, and if we'll slow down and pay attention to the people around us. You see, how often is it that we get in such a hurry that we miss the fact that there are people around us who need our attention? So it's not just things that could save us heartache if we would slow down. It's people. One of my, a preacher that I have a lot of respect for, one of his favorite sayings is S-T-O-P, spend time on people. Man, what a novel idea. So can I just encourage you today, slow down and look around. It'll save you a lot of heartache and might just help to save somebody else's heartache as well. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. And I want to ask a favor of you if I could. Right below this video is a share button. Can you do me a favor and click that share button? Help us to share the word, spread the word about not just Tailgate Talks, but more importantly, Life Word. Life Word is sharing the gospel around the world with billions of people. Literally a quarter of the world's population could see or hear or read content from Life Word in any given day. And that is incredible. That's about 2 billion people in any given day. Help us to get the word out about what LifeWord is doing and help make the name of Jesus famous in places he hasn't been heard about yet. Hey, I love you, and I thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next time. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here, and we'll see you next week.